It's the Lojo Morning Show on Kix Country. Coming up tonight at the Chuck Mathena Center in Princeton, an incredible presentation that a lot of people know a little bit about, but you might not know every intimate detail.
Quite as much as you think
it's
you do,
awesome.
Right? Tonight, actual DEA agents who were very implemental in the capturing of Pablo Escobar is going to be on stage sharing their very dangerous stories, some very dangerous environments they were placed in, and how they used some very innovative strategies in order to capture Pablo Escobar. But we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve Murphy to the show.
Hey, Joey and Lori, thank you very much for having me on the show today.
Well, we're so excited for you coming to Princeton. Now, we have to make mention, first of all, you have connections to our area.
I absolutely do. I graduated high school there in Princeton, and I graduated college from Bluefield State.
Well, great. Well, we want to welcome you back to town tonight. We're so excited that you're here. But we also want to say, too, you have led a very, I will say, dangerous professional life, a very exciting one, and we cannot wait to hear some of the stories that you have to tell us about probably most likely the world's wealthiest and dangerous drug trafficker, Pablo Escobar.
That's it. And you know what? And that's what our little presentation is all about, is we tell the true story about Pablo and his organization. You know, the Netflix show Narcos is based on our experiences down there. Of course, Hollywood adds a lot of Hollywood into their shows. So everything you saw on the series Narcos isn't quite true.
Okay, well, to give us a little bit of a background about Pablo, first of all, he's probably responsible for about 80% of the world's cocaine supply.
Absolutely. I mean, he had a monopoly on the cocaine trade.
Gosh.
And probably made about $420 million weekly through his escapades. This is a man that is just, unfortunately, incredibly successful at breaking the law.
He was, you know, and people say, well, if he had applied criminal logic to a legal business, he would have been just as successful. That's not true, because his business model was, I tell you to do something, if you don't do it, I kill you.
I'll kill you. Right. Well, I do have a question for you. So I have heard stories before, for instance, that I heard that in order to prove a point to people, of course, you know, in his, you know, quote unquote posse, that the people that were with him watched a man drown in his swimming pool just to prove a point that, hey, if you dirty dog me, this is what's going to happen to you. Is that story true?
It's absolutely true. And that's one of the stories we tell in our presentation. You know, and when we say a presentation, it's not like people are coming to a lecture. We have a variety of videos we show. We've got a ton of photographs that we took when we were down there working the operation. I was in Colombia for 3 years. My partner Javier was there for 6.5 years. So we have stories. We have things that we show people that you won't see anywhere else. And we also try to add an element of humor, because this is kind of a dark topic.
It's a little deep, isn't it?
Yeah,
it ends up being kind of fun with everybody.
Well, we also want to make mention, too, that even after your presentation, you're going to kind of open up a question and answer situation with the audience, to where folks that are going to be attending tonight will be able to ask you and Javier questions specifically about your experiences.
That's exactly right. And that's what kind of makes it exciting. And we don't, you know, we don't shy away from the hard topics. So anything is on the table. You know, you can ask about the investigation. You can ask about the show Narcos. A lot of people ask, hey, did this really happen? Did that really happen? We talk about our personal lives to a certain degree. And you know what? If we're having a good time with the audience, we might even talk about Javier's sex life.
Ooh, okay.
Of course, right now we're talking to Steve Murphy, who's a DEA agent, former DEA agent, along with Javier Pena, that brought down Pablo Escobar in the Medellin drug cartel in Colombia. And you can get your tickets at the door tonight. And here's the cool thing, Steve. All proceeds are going to help the Princeton Police Department, which probably warms your heart where it's your hometown.
It does. You know, I started out as a police officer in 1975 over in Bluefield.
Oh, but, wow.
I met Chief Tim Gray from Princeton Police Department a couple years ago at a conference. We kind of hit it off and became friends and just kind of came up with this idea, what can we do for our community? And you know, just so you know, this is our only show in West Virginia. We do about 75 shows a year. This is our only show in West Virginia this entire year.
Well, we are so lucky that you decided to bring it back to your hometown and your home area. And too, I think everybody is just so excited to find out, you know, just the dangers that you lived in your professional life for such a very long time.
Well, you know what we tell people about that is, just keep this in mind. They didn't hire us because we were real smart.
And we're talking to Steve Murphy, who's going to be tonight at the Chuck Mathena Center in Princeton, Chasing Pablo. You can get your tickets online. Learn more about Steve and his partner, Javier Pena, online at DEANarcos.com. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us here on the Lojo Morning Show.
And thanks to you for having us on the show this morning. Hope to see you guys at the show Thursday night.